Sec 3911, Audits and Transparency. The Compliance Audits. 1. In general, the Secretary of State shall by regulation require audit reports to be filed by Exchange Visitor Program sponsors operating under the following specific program categories as described under subpart B of Part 62 of Title 22, Code of Federal Regulations and any successor regulations. A. Summer work travel. B. Trainees and interns. C. Camp counselors. D. Au pairs. E. Teachers. 2. Audit reports. Audit reports shall be filed with the Department of State and be conducted by a certified public accountant, qualified auditor, or licensed attorney pursuant to format designated by the Secretary of State, attesting to the SBO and SORS compliance with the regulatory and reporting requirements set forth in Part 62 of Title 22, Code of Federal Regulations. The report shall be conducted at the expense of the sponsor and no more frequently than on a biannual basis. B. Annual report not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act, and annually thereafter, the Secretary of State shall submit to Congress a report on the Exchange Visitor Program, which shall detail for each specific program category. 1. Summary data on the number of exchange visitors and countries participating in that category. 2. Public diplomacy outcomes. And 3. Recent sanctions imposed by the Department of State. Title IV, Reforms to Non-Immigrant Visa Programs. Subtitle A, Employment-Based Non-Immigrant Visas. Sec 4101. Market-based H-1B visa limits. In general, Section 214G, 8 U.S.C. 1184G is amended. 1. In paragraph 1, in the matter preceding subparagraph A, by striking beginning with fiscal year 1992, and B, by amending subparagraph A to read as follows. A, under Section 101A, 15 HIB may not exceed the sum of I, the base allocation calculated under paragraph 9A, and A, the allocation adjustment calculated under paragraph 9B. 2. By redesignating paragraph 10 as subparagraph D of paragraph 9. 3. By redesignating paragraph 9 as paragraph 10. And 4. By inserting after paragraph 8 the following. 9A, except as provided in subparagraph C, the base allocation of non-immigrant visas under Section 101A 15 HIB for each fiscal year shall be equal to I, the sum of I, the base allocation for the most recently completed fiscal year, and II, the allocation adjustment under subparagraph B for the most recently completed fiscal year. A, if the number calculated under clause I is less than 115,000, or, II, if the number calculated under clause I is more than 180,000, BI, if the number of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB during the first 45 days petitions may be filed for a fiscal year is equal to the base allocation for such fiscal year, an additional 20,000 such visas shall be made available beginning on the 46th day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year. A, if the base allocation of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is reached during the 15-day period ending on the 60th day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year, an additional 15,000 such visas shall be made available beginning on the 61st day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year. II, if the base allocation of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is reached during the 30-day period ending on the 90th day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year, an additional 10,000 such visas shall be made available beginning on the 91st day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year. If the base allocation of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is reached during the 185-day period ending on the 275th day on which petitions may be filed for such fiscal year, an additional 5,000 such visas shall be made available beginning on the day on which such allocation is reached. B. If the number of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is at least 5,000 fewer than the base allocation, but is not more than 9,999 fewer than the base allocation, the allocation adjustment for the following fiscal year shall be 5,000. D. If the number of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is at least 10,000 fewer than the base allocation, but not more than 14,999 fewer than the base allocation, the allocation adjustment for the following fiscal year shall be 10,000. II, if the number of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is at least 15,000 fewer than the base allocation, but not more than 19,999 fewer than the base allocation, the allocation adjustment for the following fiscal year shall be 15,000. VA, if the number of CAP subject non-immigrant visa petitions accepted for filing under Section 101A 15 HIB for a fiscal year is at least 20,000 fewer than the base allocation, the allocation adjustment for the following fiscal year shall be 20,000. C, and allocation adjustment under clause I, AII, or of subparagraph B, I may not increase the numerical limitation contained in paragraph 9-8 to number above 180,000, and A may not take place to make additional non-immigrant visas available for any fiscal year in which the national occupational unemployment rate for management, professional, and related occupations, as published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics each month, averages 4.5% or greater over the 12-month period preceding the date of the SECRETARY's determination of whether the cap should be increased or decreased. The increase in allocation for said non-immigrants, section 214 G5C, 8 U.S.C. 1184 G5C, is amended to read as follows. C has earned M.A.S.T.E.R.S. or higher degree in the field of science, technology, engineering, or math included in the Department of EDUCATIONS classification of instructional programs, taxonomy within the summary groups of computer and information sciences and support services, engineering, mathematics and statistics, biological and biomedical sciences, and physical sciences from a United States institution of higher education as defined in Section 101A of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001A, until the number of aliens who are exempted from such numerical limitation during such year exceed 25,000. See publication. 1. A summarizing petitions. The Secretary shall timely upload to public website data that summarizes adjudication of non-immigrant petitions under Section 101A 15 HIB of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A 15 HIB during each fiscal year. 2. Annual numerical limitation. As soon as practicable and no later than March 2nd of each fiscal year, the Secretary shall publish in the Federal Register the numerical limitation determined under Section 214 G1A for such fiscal year. T. Effective date and application. Amendments made by subsection A shall take effect on the first day of the first fiscal year beginning after the date of the enactment of this Act and apply to applications for non-immigrant visas under Section 101A 15 HIB of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A 15 HIB for such fiscal year. Sec 4102. Employment authorization for dependents of employment-based non-immigrants. Section 214C 8 U.S.C. 1184C is amended. 1. By striking Attorney General each place such term appears and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. And 2. In paragraph 2, by amending subparagraph E to read as follows. EI, in the case of an alien spouse admitted under Section 101A 15L, who is accompanying or following to join the principal alien admitted under such section, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall I authorize the alien spouse to engage in employment in the United States. And II, provide the spouse with an employment, authorized endorsement, or other appropriate work permit. A, in the case of an alien spouse admitted under Section 101A 15 HIB, who is accompanying or following to join a principal alien admitted under such section, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall I authorize the alien spouse to engage in employment in the United States. And II, provide such a spouse with an employment, authorized endorsement, or other appropriate work permit, if appropriate. III, upon the request of the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security may suspend employment authorizations under Clause E to nationals of the foreign country that does not permit reciprocal employment to nationals of the United States who are accompanying or following to join the employment-based non-immigrant husband or wife of such spouse to be employed in such foreign country based on that status. II, in subclause I, the term employment-based non-immigrant means an individual who is admitted to a foreign country to perform employment similar to the employment described in Section 101A 15A 5E. Sec 4103, eliminating impediments to worker mobility. The deference to prior approvals, Section 214C, 8 U.S.C. 1184C, as amended by Section 4102, is further amended by adding, at the end the following, 15, subject to paragraph 2D and subsection G and Section 104C and subsections A and B of Section 106 of the American Competitiveness in the 21st Century Act of 2000, Public Law 106-313. 8 U.S.C. 1184 Note, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall give deference to prior approval of a petition in reviewing a petition to extend the status of a non-immigrant admitted under subparagraph HIB or L of Section 101A 15 if the petition involves the same alien and petitioner, unless the Secretary determines that A. There was a material error with regard to the previous petition approval. B. A substantial change in circumstances has taken place. C. New material information has been discovered that adversely impacts the eligibility of the employer or the non-immigrant. R. T. In the SECRETARY's discretion, such extension should not be approved. The effect of employment termination, Section 214 and 8 U.S.C. 1184 and is amended by adding, at the end the following. 3. The non-immigrant admitted under Section 101A 15 HIV, whose employment relationship terminates before the expiration of the non-immigrant's period of authorized admission, shall be deemed to have retained such legal status throughout the entire 60-day period, beginning on the date such employment is terminated. A non-immigrant who files a petition to extend, change, or adjust their status at any point during such period shall be deemed to have lawful status under Section 101A15HIB while that petition is pending. C. Visa revalidation Section 222C 8 U.S.C. 1202C is amended. 1. By inserting 1. The law of every alien. And 2. By adding at the end the following. 2. The Secretary of State may, at the SECRETARY's discretion, renew in the United States the visa of an alien admitted under subparagraph A, e.g., HILN, OP, RRW, of Section 101A15, if the alien has remained eligible for such status and qualifies for a waiver of interview as provided for in subsection 8.B.T. Interview waiver for low-risk visa applicants, Section 222H1, 8 U.S.C. 1202H1, is amended. 1. In subparagraph B of by writing or at end. 2. In subparagraph CE, by striking and at end and inserting or, and 3. By adding at the end the following, T. By the Secretary of State, in consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security, for such aliens or classes of aliens, I, that the Secretary determines generally represent a low security risk, E. For which an in-person interview would not add material benefit to the adjudication process, II. Unless the Secretary of State, after a review of all standard database and biometric checks, the visa application, and other supporting documents, determines that an interview is unlikely to reveal derogatory information, and if, except that in every case, the Secretary of State retains the right to require an applicant to appear for an interview